producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the Gun Owners News Hour with the latest news about threats to your liberty and your right to keep and bear arms. Our guests include elected and other public officials, journalists, citizen activists, and others who are fighting for the Bill of Rights, especially the Second Amendment. The Gun Owners of America News Hour covers a wide range of constitutional issues, particularly the debate over private ownership of firearms. Our host is Larry Pratt, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America. Remember, the issue is not just about gun control. It's about control. Now, here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to another edition on the Gun Owners News Hour. Today, I'm going to talk to Linda Lagerman. She is a psychologist. She has had for many years a private practice in San Francisco and has, of recent days and months, been increasingly an activist, has closed down her private practice and is trying to warn as many people as possible of the trap of relying on psychiatric diagnoses as if they were an adjudication from a court of law after an adversarial procedure. And that's why we at Gun Owners of America, one of the many reasons we opposed Obamacare, because all of these psychiatric records, these are medical doctors, are going to be accessible to Big Brother's paws, and he can go through all those databases, and aha, I have another one here with PTSD. Off with his guns, off with his guns. And this has been happening. I'm not making this up. We've had people call us and tell us, it happened to me just now, they tell us. So this is a subject that we need to be informed about. There are differences of opinion, obviously. Psychiatrists think that their way of doing things is the way to go. And Dr. Lagerman is here to tell us that, well, wait a minute, maybe we better ask some more questions. Maybe we better dig into the weeds a little farther before we put so much forensic reliance on a medical practice that has a lot of questions still unanswered. So, Dr. Lagerman, I want to thank you for your you've really gotten serious about how this is impacting people. I'm so glad you've managed to arrange your affairs so that you can be an advocate, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's really important to me for all the reasons, you know, that you led into. Psychiatric diagnoses, it is amazing how much control and power those are having in our society. And what most people don't know is that they have no science behind them. They are literally voted on. There's, you know, we have this psychiatric authority.
Let's explain what you said. The voting is when a panel of scientists get together and, okay, you've read this case or you've read this study or you've read this, that, or the other thing. How are we going to classify it? And then they vote. But
yeah,
that's repeatable science.
Well, I would also modify that a little bit. It's actually, it's not even a panel of scientists. You said a panel of scientists. It's, you know, it's a panel primarily made up of psychiatrists, which is different than a scientist.
True that.
And some of the, some of what this is based on is one psychiatrist's experience with one patient. I'm not making that up. That's,
wow.
Some of this is based on, you know, one person arguing for something. So let's back up a little bit. So we've got all this authority that we give to psychiatry in this country. It's really phenomenal in our court system, and deciding who's going to own a gun, deciding custody cases, all kinds of things.
Yep.
And, you know, in the schools and what kid needs to be put on a drug, all of this. And people assume that with that much power, there must be a lot of sound science behind it. So really, it's not only that, you know, the emperor has no clothes, you know, and he's totally naked, but, you know, there's like warts on his butt or something to say that.
It's look at it, yeah.
Yes, it's so wrong. So what you have is a panel, mostly psychiatrists, and what is important for people to know is that that panel, 70% of them on average, and I'll get back to that, but 70% of the panel that made up all those diagnoses that are used as the Bible in psychiatry and in the whole mental health field, 70% of them had direct financial links to the pharmaceutical industry that makes the drugs that treat those diagnoses that they are making up.
Or maybe we should say are used to treat. They don't necessarily treat.
That's right, are used to treat. That's right.
As you have pointed out on our other discussion, and I thought that was a very important point, that you can follow the money.
Yes, you can follow the money. And when we look at it, so I was saying it's 70% on average of the whole panel, but if you break it down, like if you look at the work group that handled personality disorders, 0% of those had financial interests with the pharmaceutical industry. And that's because when you're talking about personality disorders, the drugs are never used for that, or extremely rarely. But if you look at the mood disorders group that made up all the diagnoses, decided what were the criteria for major depression or bipolar or all of that, 100% of the panel has multiple financial ties to the pharmaceutical industry that makes the antidepressants to that are used, that are prescribed. So there's, entire conflict of interest.
Psychiatrists will tell you that they have a success rate that these folks do respond to the medications, and obviously they overlook something that you've pointed out and are, I guess, ultimately going to be coming to Washington to full-time point out that there is a thing called, now the word just went out of my mind.
Are you talking placebo effect?
Thank you. You can even read minds. Good for you. Placebos are something that, man, the doctor gave me this pill, and I feel better. Man, this pill works, except the pill is sugar.
Right.
Sugar.
And this is something, I've talked to many people. I've had a private practice for 23 years, a full private practice. I've taught, I'm an associate clinical professor at UCSF in the Department of Medicine. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people, and I know people that say, no, my antidepressant saved my life, or this ADHD drug has, made it so I can concentrate. But I also know all of the research on the placebo effect and the numbers of people that will report with the same conviction having taken a sugar pill, and will report entirely with the same conviction. This saved my life. This was phenomenal. This really helped me. And when they've actually done studies that have not been corrupted, where they actually look at all the data and the placebo effect, the antidepressants are no more effective. They do not work better than a placebo. And they have lots of adverse reactions to people's health and to their mental well-being.
Yeah, unless you're a major diabetic, the sugar pill isn't likely to do anything untoward to you.
Right.
But these pharmaceuticals can be mind-altering. I had read there's one of the things that's given to particularly little boys to calm them down with this ADHD disorder. The first time they get that particular pharmaceutical, the wiring of their brain gets changed. So it's in serious stuff.
Yeah. Yes, they are mind-altering. That's actually, what the name means, like psychotropic. Psyche means mind, and tropic means turning. They do this, and there's some things that just came out recently, which is showing that one dose of an SSRI antidepressant, that's the major category of antidepressants that are most popular, the Prozac, Paxil, Celexa, Zoloft, all of those, Lexapro. One dose can change the mind.
Yeah. Let's ditch where we are right now. When we come back from a break, I hear the music telling us that it's time to try to make some money. I'm with Dr. Linda Lagerman today, and as you can see, there's a lot more we need to know about psychiatric disorders.
The Gun Owners News Hour, the program that bears the raw truth over who controls the guns, the people, or the government. Back in a moment.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Now more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is the Gun Owners News Hour, and here once again your host, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
I'm with my guest today, Dr. Linda Lagerman. We're talking about psychiatric, especially psychiatric drugs. And by the way, Linda, do you have a website that people would want to check out more information?
Yeah, definitely. So a couple websites. So mine is drlagerman.com. That's DrLagerman. DrLagerman.com, and I'm very happy to have people get in touch with me, email, phone, especially if they, you know, have ways to help with this issue. And then the other, I'm a commissioner on the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, and that website for Citizens Commission on Human Rights is cchrint.org. INT for international, cchrint.org. CCHR is the oldest and largest international mental health watchdog and has actually been looking at these issues about people's freedoms and about abuses, human rights abuses, using, quote, mental health system.
I think most people are aware of the abuses that occurred under the Soviets,
exactly.
The Nazis. I'm sure this is a tool of oppression in Cuba. I just haven't happened to hear
exactly.
About it. So the fact that it's happening in our country means we're
That's right.
Losing track of what it means to have rights. And in the name of, I am professional, I will tell you what to think. We're, marching.
Right.
Who's stepping down that road? And so, hallelujah that you are part of this fight for retaining and regaining our liberties. And
right.
I think during the break we were chit-chatting that we want to go and just look at this larger control issue that you've already alluded to just now.
Yeah.
Why don't you pick up on that?
Well, let me just finish the where we left off, which is with the change in the brain, because that also gets into this larger issue of control, of how the impact that psychiatric drugs are having. After they've been advertised massively, we've had decades of commercials of psychiatric drugs and diagnoses, and so many people now taking them. Actually, one in four Americans are taking a psychiatric drug.
Ugh.
But, there was...
Had their brains messed with.
That's right. And this is an insidious process. It's no small thing. So a study that just came out like a week ago, week and a half ago, was published in the journal Current Biology. This was done in Germany. They took healthy people, not depressed, and who had never been on any psychiatric drug. They took a brain scan, an MRI scan of their brain. They gave them one dose of an SSRI antidepressant, and then 3 hours later, they did another brain scan. And they were surprised at the dramatic changes in the brain. And what was shown, which is what, we already had figured, but what was shown on the brain scan was all areas of the brain, except two that I'll come back to, all areas of the brain, connectivity, the communication within the brain was cut. So you were diminishing all areas of the brain except two, and those two are the cerebellum and the thalamus. But the key point there is those two have to do with motor activity, agitation, arousal, and those were activated. There was increased activity. So you cut somebody's ability to think, to feel, to have social connections, to feel attachment, love for others. All of those areas of the brain were diminished and shut down in their communication within those areas. And then you amp the person up motor-wise, and that's where we get suicide, violence, because of those changes. But
there's the link. So even if somebody's off the medication, that doesn't really help because the damage was done from the first pill.
That's right. Now, I am also, you know, I mean, I'm sure the brain has the ability to regenerate. I don't want anybody to feel like cursed, like forevermore they're ruined. But I do want people to know that real damage, they've got to, you know, get off these things with a doctor's help to do it extremely gradually because there are adverse reactions in the withdrawal phase. But I don't want to sugarcoat this. I want people to know exactly what it's doing to the brain. I want people to know this test, this experiment that was done, this study, was not done by people who are anti-drug, just so nobody thinks like, oh, well, it was probably, you know, biased. These were people who were writing about this saying, oh, isn't this fascinating? We need to do more of these. Let's experiment this way and see if that happens, and let's do this and that. And I'm reading, and I'm horrified. They took healthy people who had never been exposed to a psychiatric drug, and they messed with their brains. And, you know, they're concluding, oh, let's do this more and see how fascinating it all is.
That almost sounds like Dr. Mengele, you know.
Yes.
Let's feel this pain.
Yes, like others do, yeah.
Yeah.
So I want people to know that that's happening, and that changes some very significant things in a person. The other thing is the anti-anxiety drugs that are given out very loosely. Those are all of the benzodiazepines, like Valium, Xanax, Ativan, Klonopin. These drugs, a large study done in Quebec, 9,000 people they looked at, and they found that the benzodiazepines, people who had taken those in the past were 51% more likely to develop Alzheimer's later.
Ugh.
We already know these drugs affect memory and cognitive ability in the short term, but what this study showed was they actually do permanent damage to those areas.
You know, so, rather than legislating on how many more excuses we have to take away people's guns, it really sounds to me like, and I can understand why you have become a full-time advocate on this issue, is that we need to make it harder and harder to use drugs that are doing so much damage. I mean, we don't make it easy in most states for people to have marijuana. Heroin certainly not even on the radar, not at this time. And yet you get a prescription for something that's going to rewire your brain.
Right, right. And it's a way that, you know, that is a way. That is the behind-the-scenes insidious control that is going on. And that is, you know, behind the scenes you have the American Psychiatric Association lobbyists on Capitol Hill, pharmaceutical lobbyists, they are teamed up. They get legislation passed for more mental health screening, more, you know, which is just puts more people on drugs. And you know, increases violence.
You talk about capitalism. There it is. They're actually legislating a growing market. With my guest today, Dr. Linda Lagerman, we're talking about psychiatric drugs.
The Gun Owners News Hour, the program that bears the raw truth over who controls the guns, the people or the government. Back in a moment.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is the Gun Owners News Hour, and here once again your host, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America, Larry Price.
Talking with Dr. Linda Lagerman, we've been talking about the fact that, folks, you better be careful when you get yourself a mental health screening or something of that sort. If it's not something that is mandated because you're in the service or for some other reason, you might just want to tell them that you want to think about it and get out of there. The one website that you can go to is drlagerman.com. It's DrLagerMann. .com, and the other is cchrint.org. So we're really talking about something that could end up putting a substantial percentage of the population on a dependency to a doctor and ultimately to legislation the pharmaceutical industry is perfectly happy to have these requirements increasingly mandated. And I'm just glad that you're on our side and you're coming to Washington, Lord willing, in the next few months, because this is a message that needs to be heard. And I think there's probably a lot of people that assume that, well, you know, the guy's a medical doctor, and if he says I need to take this pill, well, I mean, he's not going to give us something that is going to hurt me, would he? Well, the fact is he does, and the psychiatrists are probably not aware of the information which is scientific, like that examination of the people's brains in that German study. One pill, kaplumo, the wiring's changed. Yeah. Now, the hope is that if they find a doctor who understands this, they can gradually get off these meds, and there can be, if they stay off of them, a lot of restoration, but they got to get off of them, if I understand that right.
Yes, absolutely. They got to get off them. I mean, they are all of them. All of the psychiatric drugs operate in some way by disabling parts of the brain, and all of them disable, you know, the frontal lobe to some extent, and that is where our higher functioning is. That's where your thinking is and where your connections to people are. So, so that they do have to get off them. The key thing I want people to get is that they've got to stop granting this authority and power to the psychiatrist and to that whole industry, and pull back the curtain, and, you know, like Wizard of Oz style, and see that there is no science there. There are no labs. This is not it's not based on science, and that.
But they will point to studies, so I think we've mentioned that. We ought to maybe, if I recall from another discussion we had, there have been some studies they just didn't want made public, and it was kind of embarrassing for them when it finally did see the light of day.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of manipulation of, I'm not sure which study you might be thinking of in particular, but there a lot that they have manipulated. And this is where, you know, your average doctor, you know, your general practitioner or pediatrician who's prescribing psychiatric drugs, he's relying on information he gets from the leaders in the American Psychiatric Association, and that information is bought and paid for. There was actually a federal website just launched. This was Senator Charles Grassley who authored this and got it going. But it shows the financial transactions between doctors and drug companies. So it's a public database now, and it shows billions of dollars worth of financial transactions between healthcare providers and the industry. And what they found was just in the last 5 months of 2013 that there were payments by the drug companies to 546,000 doctors, and those payments totaled $3.5 billion.
And the payments were for?
Well, they're for, you know, promoting and prescribing the drug. But they maybe said it's a, you know, maybe a consulting, it may be a whatever they're saying, but it's not for any services.
Okay. So they make it look like there's some sort of a professional relationship with doctors performing a service for them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're consultants or something, but it's very important for people to know this is financial. This is, you know, follow the money. It's financial conflicts of interest have driven this. Minnesota did a study because they on their their health system, and they found that a six-fold increase in financial payments from the pharmaceutical industry to doctors resulted in a nine-fold increase in giving antipsychotics to children. So they were
putting fertilizer out on the fields.
Yeah, they were given money to promote the use of antipsychotics, which are the most powerful drugs, those are meant for people hearing voices, to children, and that worked. There was a ninefold increase in all the prescriptions written for antipsychotics to children, like Abilify. A lot of people are taking this and don't know it's an antipsychotic, but Abilify is an antipsychotic. It's one of them, like Seroquel, Geodon, those kind of drugs. So, it's important to note we have to stop this authority and power that we've given, because it is the thing that is leading parents to put their children on drugs. They listen to that doctor in the white coat, and they need to know that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's either corrupted by money or he's betrayed and is getting false information from people who have been corrupted by money.
He read it in his medical journal, and not realizing that article was planted with lots of money by the pharmaceutical The researcher was receiving payments from the pharmaceutical, and probably the journal was also. Same issue with that article. There was a nice, pretty ad for the product.
Well, yeah, actually, the Department of Justice, there have been several Department of Justice cases against pharmaceutical companies for this. GlaxoSmithKline paid out the largest of these settlements, $3 billion in 2012, because they got busted for paying. The drug company wrote a, quote, study. They just made up. They wrote an article. They paid a psychiatric leader, you know, somebody in the American Psychiatric Association. They paid that person a bunch of money to put their name on it, and then it got submitted to a peer-reviewed journal, and it got published.
It was written
by the pharmaceutical company.
Yeah, lovely. Now, unlike a juvenile criminal record that normally will remain closed, these medical records kind of go right along with you.
They do.
That's a real gotcha. A little kid, 5 years old, he's behaving like a little boy, and they decide to give him one of these psychotropics to calm him down, which I suppose they do. It probably is, we could call in layman's terms, zombification. It worked, didn't it? And now he's perfectly controllable.
Yeah, I want to follow that point that you bring up about the diagnosis staying with you. That label, which, again, would say, like, no science, nothing, but that label does stay with you for life. I saw people in my private practice, the most recent one, a guy who had, years before, had been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. He did not have that. I called his insurance company, and I said, hey, he does not have generalized anxiety disorder, and literally I was told by the insurance company they cannot take that off. And it's not like medical records. It's not, let's see, how do I explain this? It's not like somebody broke their leg and that's in their medical record and it always shows. Of course that's the case. But they were saying it remains as a present time diagnosis. Like, that diagnosis will always show as he currently has it, not like it was ever resolved. You can never take it off. Like, it follows you as if saying, 10 years ago you broke your leg, and it still shows like you have a broken leg. It's really a spiral down.
Very, very troubling situation that we're talking about with Dr. Linda Lagerman, who's had well over two decades of private practice.
The Gun Owners News Hour, the program that bears the raw truth over who controls the guns, the people or the government. Back in a moment.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is the Gun Owners News Hour, and here once again your host, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America.
Well, I'm talking today with Dr. Linda Lagerman. She has been for over two decades in a private practice of psychology, which is not psychiatry, and as I imagine by now you understand, there's a significant difference. And just so we don't run out of time at the end, let me give her web address right now. It's drlagerman.com, DrLagerman, a good German name originally, and the other website where you can find her material is CCHRINT.org. And with her name and those two websites, you can get more information on this. But as you gathered from the last segment, Dr. Lagerman came to my attention because of the threat that the misuse of psychiatric diagnoses poses to gun owners. But now, how about losing or not getting or paying much more for your life insurance? Hey, such a deal. And you can't get rid of these medical diagnoses that you could conceivably, with enough money and time and the right judge, get a criminal record expunged. But that isn't going to happen with these medical records. They are with you like a tattoo.
Yeah, you know, something I just realized I should probably clarify for people, you know, about these diagnoses is I don't want anybody to think that I'm underestimating the kinds of mental and emotional struggles that people have. I actually have seen it all. I've worked in all kinds of settings, including, you know, the psychiatric emergency room. So, but I want to make it clear that whatever anybody's experiencing, no matter how severe, even hearing voices, these are mental and emotional and sometimes spiritual struggles. They are not medical. They're not something wrong with the body, and they don't require then medical treatment like drugs. The only reason medical language is used is to market drugs.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the spiritual dimension. That's something that is not politically correct, but it's a reality. It's a reality. In fact, there's one fellow that has actually gone around the world chronicling evidences of spiritual warfare items flying across a room or the practice of human sacrifice up in the mountains in the Andes. We're talking about real material consequences of spiritual activity. And so as you're saying, then, Dr. Lagerman, the voice that somebody is hearing might be a satanic manifestation.
It can be lots of things, but it's clearly not a medical thing. And that's the main thing I want people to get. And so don't go in a medical route. You know, people used to go talk to their minister, you know, or the reverend, when they had these kinds of struggles.
A minister is likely to say, oh, you better go see a doctor. I'm not in that profession. Well,
now they are likely to say that, but that's because of all this brainwashing we've all gotten about that psychiatrists are the ones that are the authorities on the mind. And made it seem like.
If your minister would say that you ought to go see a professional, then you really need to get a new minister because he doesn't understand spiritual warfare. He's in the wrong business.
That's right. Ultimately, these things are spiritual. And that's what's going to help. And, you know, and also, of course, there are lots of practical things that can help. And, you know, the single best treatment for depression is exercise. There are a lot of things. I mean, kids need to be outside playing. Of course, they're hyper. You know, we expect them to sit for longer than we ever did before. And it's often your most creative, the smartest kids that get labeled ADHD because they're bored and, you know, they need more activity. But so, I mean, there are practical things, but... you know, it's ultimately, I do think these things come down to spiritual, and clearly they're not medical. And we've gone through, because of money and through control and all of this, we've gone down this path where it's all insidiously through marketing and advertising been relabeled as medical and needing a pill. And everybody knows those commercials, you know, do you suffer from this? Do you suffer from that? You may be experiencing, you know, you may have this disorder and need this drug.
Ask a doctor if you need this drug.
Right. And people look at themselves now and their own struggles differently. They look at their children. How many parents have had a conversation with each other looking at their kid now where they say, I wonder, do you think Billy has ADHD? You know, we've been, you know, turned in how we look at things. Instead of looking at a kid that's hyper and saying, do you think we need to give him more playtime? Or do you think we should get a trampoline? Or I don't know what, something. People are now thinking, do you think we need to drug our child?
Or even perish the thought, do you think we ought to give him a spanking?
No. Well, I'm not going there, but...
Well, I know of people who do that, and they wait until they have calmed down themselves regarding whatever it was the kid did that was inappropriate, and then they'll apply with a ruler or a plastic spoon so that they themselves are not hitting, and they themselves are under control. Then you see rather nice results. You can see the kid sweeten up. But you didn't mess with his brain. You might have put a red spot on his butt.
Right. Well, yeah.
Difference.
There is a difference. And anytime somebody's you know, not using psychiatric drugs on a kid, I will be happy.
Yes.
You know, one of the things, you know, in terms of what people can do, because we put out a lot of information here that may be disheartening, and like I said, I don't want to sugarcoat anything. I want people to really know what's going on, but it's not a hopeless, helpless situation. We do have the control here. People absolutely can stop being consumers of this. And they can stop, again, not abruptly. People need to know this is a serious medical situation, and they, if they're on a psychiatric drug, you know, they need to talk with a doc who knows how to taper, and it's usually much more gradual, much over a much longer period of time to taper off than has generally been assumed.
If people have trouble finding such a physician, what would you advise them about where they could go to get a list of doctors that are known to deal with these kinds of problems?
Well, they can go to the CCHR website, the CCHRINT.org website. There's a link to alternatives, and I think under that alternatives button, there are going to be places and ways to get off of psychiatric drugs.
Excellent. That is extremely useful information because, unhappily, I'm sure there are some people listening to this show that really are going to want to go to that website, CCHRINT.org. There is something that you can do about it. You don't have to go through this alone.
Right.
That in itself, I would hope, is comforting.
Yeah, and, you know, and people, so they can get help there. They can get lots of information on the website. People can tell others. They can spread the word about the risks of these drugs to help other people. Right. And, you know, like, I feel a responsibility, and I think when others have the same knowledge, then they have a responsibility. It's going to be all of us that make the change. We are not waiting for the pharmaceutical industry to stop selling them. That's not going to happen.
No.
We have to stop. And the other thing people can do is, you know, tell their school and their school board that they do not want any mental health screening in their school. This is not, you know, the federal government's job to be doing mental health screening on our kids. That was totally a deal that was, you know, made with the Psychiatric Association to get customers.
A very good note to end on. The music is going to close this down. Dr. Linda Lagerman, Thank you so much for what you are doing, and I'm looking forward to seeing you when you get here to Washington.
Thank you very much.
The Gun Owners News Hour is hosted by Gun Owners of America's Executive Director, Larry Pratt. Be sure to join us here again next week. And remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.